Thank you, and good evening. Once again, from Polinski Field in Willow Springs, home of the Willow Springs Bears, as the Bears have played now three. This will be the third of four games this year right here at home at Polinski Field. Home field advantage hasn't been particularly good for the Bears, but the Bears will take it anytime they can get it, being at home. Bears tonight taking on the Mountain Grove Panthers, and both teams are out on the field. Bears and Panthers captains are meeting at the 50-yard line at center field for the flip of the coin and the call from to start tonight's game of who will and who won't, who will defend and who will receive, that sort of thing. Anyway, I'm Larry Spence along with Marty, and we bring you the action tonight here from Polinski and what's been a season of rebuilding for the Bears, and a season that's really kind of taken its toll a little bit, I suppose, on some of the excitement. But still, in all, you got to think about what's ahead for the Bears. And tonight, Mountain Grove, in a time to trying to put the pedal to the metal, or the metal to the floor, or whatever, and get with it, Marty. We'll see what happens.
Well, you just got to pick yourself back up and work hard the next week, and that's what these kids have been doing, and it does get frustrating. The Bears have been blown out in all three games they've played. This is game number four. First time at home that they've not played a state-ranked opponent, but the Mountain Grove Panthers have a lot of firepower, and they've got a lot of kids. That is a huge roster over there. The Panthers opened up the season and got whipped pretty badly by Fair Grove, a very good football team. Came back and beat El Dorado Spring in week two, and then last week played with Ava for a while, but ended up losing by a couple of touchdowns to a very good state-ranked Ava Bear team. So Grove is 1-2, but still a really, really high-quality SCA football team that the Bears will have trouble with tonight. And Bears, with some bad news, Woolsey, who is one of the bright spots really this year, has a broken bone, and he's out for the rest of the year. So the Bears will be out without their number one running back. Their number two running back was Jethro Gillum, and I understand Jethro is going to have to sit some tonight, and Jordan Rutledge may be your primary running back, and Jordan Rutledge has not played football since middle school, and we appreciate Jordan coming out and trying to help this team. There'll be a couple of other guys. Braxton Wilbanks is now eligible, and Montana Coates. Yeah, so three upperclassmen that decided, you know what, this is tough to watch. We're going to go try to help this team wherever we can, and you know, gold stars for those.
Oh
kids.
Yeah, you got to say something for those kids instead of sitting back and saying, "Look at those guys." They say, "Hey, let's go help."
Yeah,
and that's really
very
admirable.
Yeah,
very admirable.
Good work.
All right, Coach Rogers over there has about 115 players to choose from, and his cheerleading staff is led by 22, and we've got five. So.
We're outnumbered.
We're outnumbered all the way around. So.
But we've got grit.
We've got
Bears
grit.
In their home maroon, all maroon with the white helmet. Panthers, of course, maroon and gray. So they've got the gray pants, the white shirts, and the gray helmet. There's your fashion scouting reports as the Bears will kick off to start the game. Panthers back to return. And Aiden Stewart will do the kicking for the Bears on a beautiful night. The weather is just gorgeous.
Oh, it's fantastic. Yeah, a little cloud cover moving in. No wind, absolutely. The flag is limp. So the Bears ready to kick it off to the Panthers, and we'll get this SCA contest underway.
Well, we have a tee issue. Aiden brings the tee to the official, and something is amiss with the kicking tee. So everybody's just kind of looking around each other. We thought we were going to start. The drum roll was going, but now they've stopped the drum roll, and we've got to figure out what's going on with the kicking tee.
Where's another tee?
Before the game, we had
a backup tee.
We had a ton of Mighty Mite football players.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
that was really exciting. They got to run through the big inflatable bear and jump on each other. At midfield. We had about as many cheerleaders as Mountain Grove does. So that was a lot of fun before the game, and that's exciting because there's kids that still really want to play football, and the future, I think, is still very positive for Bear football and those kids. That's a big thrill to run out of the Bear. They were wearing their jerseys in the elementary school today, so fun to honor the Mighty Mite football team, a and cheerleaders before the game.
Tonight. Yeah, we got to. I got to watch them in the parade the other day, and there were like three or four floats full of Mighty Miters. So a lot of Mighty Mite kids out there. And they got recognized this evening. Okay, Stewart back to kick it off from the 40-yard line for the Bears, and we're going to get this thing underway. It's a squib kick.
They got it.
Let's see if the Bears might have recovered inside the 40-yard line.
Hey, there you go. They did. That's Bear football.
Yeah.
Well, they took a page out of Kabul's book last week. Kabul did that like 10 kickoffs in a row, and the Bears decided, well, maybe we should do that. And the onside kick works, and the Bears will start their opening possession at the Mountain Grove 39. And, hey, already that's a huge positive. Stewart with a great kick. It just squibbed the perfect way that one of the Bear upmen was able to dive on it, and it's Bear football to start the game.
Yeah, it went through the first line for the Panthers, and then it was free ball, and the Bears got on it. So here we go. Bears get the ball on the turnover to start the game. Ferguson back there. Quarterback out of the eye, wants to throw on first down, going deep. And out of bounds.
Overthrown, well defended. Ball was the intended receiver, about 5 yards out of bounds. And the Bears looking like they're being super aggressive early. They're going to come out here and throw everything they've got at Mountain Grove, and I think that's the right way to go about it.
Yep. So, second down and 10 for the Bears from the Panther 39-yard line. Again, in the I formation is Ferguson. He hands off to the running back who got about to the line of scrimmage, and that's all.
Galloway with the carry. Hezekiah Galloway, freshman that we've seen quite a bit of this year.
Give him a yard to the 38-yard line. It'll be third down and 9 for the Bears at the Panther 38-yard line. You have to think the Bears are in four-down territory already.
Oh, absolutely.
So just underway here, first quarter action. Bears recover a fumble on the kickoff, and here we go. Third down and 9. Ferguson back in there with him. He dropped back 3 steps to throw over the middle. Got a man open, but it's incomplete.
Being rushed. Little overthrown. Stewart was the intended receiver, and one of the Grove players is a little slow getting up, but very well defended by the Panthers, and just a touch high on the pass from Ferguson.
Their defense has had trouble stopping anybody, so the Bears offense is just going to stay out there on fourth down and 9 from the Panther 38-yard line. Don't expect anything but a pass here. We'll see what Ferguson, the sophomore quarterback, elects to do. Gets the snap. He rolls to the near side looking for running room, runs out of it, and the flag goes down, but so does Ferguson at about the 45-yard line.
Sacked for a 6-yard loss. There is a flag, but you would expect maybe holding on the Bears. We'll see what the official ruling is, and that is correct. Holding on the Bears, so Grove will decline that penalty, and it'll be first and 10 for the Panthers on their own 45-yard line.
So the Bears had it first and 10 at the 39-yard line and lost 6 yards, and so they'll give it back to the Panthers with 11 minutes left to go in the first quarter. No score. Panthers come out for their first set offensively, and they line them up at the 45-yard line, work out of the gun. Quarterback puts a man in motion to the right. Motion man gets the ball, coming to the near side of the field, got some blocking, and he's run out of bounds. And about after gaining 6 or 8, maybe 8 yards on the play, down to the Bear 47.
Thought there might have been a face mask on the end of that, but no flag. Aiden Estep is the sophomore quarterback for the Panthers, 5'10", 160 pounds. Estep, E-S-T-E-P. Caden Murphy on the run there for Mountain Grove.
Mountain Grove, 2nd and 2 from the Willow Springs 47-yard line. Estep, the quarterback, keeps 2 backs in there with him. Gets the snap, hands off to the second back. He's going around the left side, got running room, and gets the first down inside the 40, down to about the 38-yard line. Pickup of 5 on the play, be first down.
Devin Martin, 5'5", senior, 5'5", 160, but got some wheels. And I believe that was Martin on the first carry as well, to scratch Murphy. Both carries have been by Martin to start this drive.
First and 10 for the Panthers. Ball at the Bear 38-yard line. Eastep puts a man in motion. Now the motion man comes up and sets back, so he's got two backs in there to choose from. Hands off to the second back, and he's got some running room down inside the 30-yard line. He gets about 8 on the play.
It won't matter, coming back.
Okay.
Looked like a chop block was the signal, maybe, on that play. So that'll mark it back from the infraction. So it'll end up being about a, well, it'll, no, from the line of scrimmage, a 5-yard loss. Yeah. Illegal shift on the Panthers.
Was the ball carrier on that play? So 5-yard penalty takes, or 10-yard penalty, I guess, takes the ball back to the 43-yard line, make it first and 15 for the Panthers there after the penalty. Snap of the football, quarterback keeper, and he's coming around the near side. Got lots of running room. He gets a block, and now he's going to be brought down inside the 25-yard line at about the 24. That's enough for a first down for the Panthers.
As he steps, the quarterback
just kept
some really good blocking in front of him. The Panthers, and we know this from Mountain Grove, they do the fundamentals very, very well, and that was just a good fundamental play.
Spot the ball inside the Willow Springs 25, first and 10 after an 18-yard gain on the play. He stepped the quarterback in the shotgun with one running back back there with him. Gets the snap, hands off to Hook, who's got a clear path out there, nobody around. He gets inside the 15 and inside the 10-yard line, another first down for the Panthers.
He pushed out about the 4, so a big 21-yard carry there for Hook. Had one called back. That one's not going to be called back, and he'll put the Panthers on the doorstep for a touchdown.
Gain of 20 on the play. Be first and goal for the Panthers at the Willow Springs 4-yard line. So far, Panthers have kept it all on the ground. He stepped two backs in there with him this time. Out of the shotgun, gets the snap, hands off to the running back Hook, who gets into the end zone for a touchdown.
Actually, Martin with
Martin
the carry that time. With a 5-yard carry and a touchdown. Mountain Grove's on the board with 9:09 to go in the first quarter. So it took them 3 minutes, but the Panthers are on board.
2 minutes from when they took the ball. But anyway, yeah, sure.
Bears did have an onside kick successfully start the game, so positive start, but the Panthers able to answer.
All right, Panthers going to kick the extra point. It's up high and long enough. It looks good.
It is no good.
No good. Ooh. Off to the right, I guess. So the try for the extra point, no good, but 9:09 left to go in the first quarter. Mountain Grove 6, Willow Springs nothing. Back for the Panther kickoff in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. 9:08 left to go first quarter. Panthers just scored, made it 6-0. And the Panthers will kick off now from their 40-yard line. Bears don't have anybody back deep. Nobody. Odd, isn't it? Nobody back deep.
They're just going to let it go.
Kick it deep.
Mountain Grove's got a good kicker.
End over end.
He
goes
puts it in
the end
zone.
So it's a touchback. So I guess the Bears knew what they were doing.
Clearly they've
scouted
this team, and they knew that they've got a kicker. And we saw that kicker attempt an extra point. I think that's one of the first extra point attempts we've seen from an opponent this year.
Most
really.
Everybody's been running 2 points.
Oh, yeah. And so we're good with that.
Yeah. So the Bears have put it in play at their own 20-yard line, trailing 6-0 with 9:09 left to go in the first quarter. Bears in their first possession went 4 and out, and turned it over to the Panthers, and they tried passing the ball 3 of those 4 snaps and no completions. So
and again, the Bears without 1 and 2 running backs in this game. Galloway, the only guy with a carry.
Ferguson out of the shotgun, man in motion to the near side of the field. Flags go down, stop the play before it gets underway. Probably a motion penalty against the Bears, I would say.
It is.
5-yard penalty. Yeah, that'll take it back to the 15 to make it second down or first down and 15 for the Bears.
Really not something we've seen a ton of from the Bears this year. Not a terribly penalized team. For being a young team, that's a That's a good sign. And you want to see this team grow from week to week. They are young and up against some tough opponents, but you do want to see some growth.
First and 15 from the 15. Ferguson gets the snap, keeps the ball, or
He kept
nothing
it and
there.
Ran into a wall on the right side. He'll lose a yard, and it'll be second down and 16 for the Bears.
Ball back on the 14-yard line. Nothing happening there. Bears line has just been unable to handle any of the opposition's line that we've faced so far. That seems to be the case tonight as well here against the Panthers. One back in there with Ferguson on second down and long. Four wide receivers. Ferguson rolls to his right, not comes back left and gets hit and dropped. Fumbled. See who gets this. It's about the 5-yard line.
Panthers have it.
Panthers recover at the 5-yard line of the Bears.
First turnover of the game. And the Bears will hand it to the Panthers at the 5-yard line, the Willow 5-yard line, and just invite them to score another touchdown.
8:22 left to go in the first quarter. Panthers up 6-0. Got a great chance here as they get it. First and goal at the Bear 5-yard line on the fumble. Ferguson, I think, fumbled that, right? He was trying to.
He did. He had a little time, but then they closed on him quickly and coughed it up.
First and 10 for the Panthers. They want to throw a little bit. Got a man open down there. And it's good.
Touchdown for the Panthers. It was E-Step with a nice little pitch and catch to Carson Allen. 6'4" senior tied in, and the Panthers go up 12-0. First pass attempt for East Hip tonight.
That comes with 8:17 left to go in the first quarter. And the Panthers are going to go for the extra point kick again. Try that. They missed on their first one. Taking a lot of time, but the play clock down, still they got plenty of time, 15 seconds on the play clock. Got to get one more player in there so they'd have 11. Kick is up. Is it through or is it wide right?
It's good.
All right. Good this time. So with 8:17 left to go in the first quarter, Panthers 13, Bears nothing. And we'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Welcome back, and the Panthers kick off to the Bears. It does not go into the end zone this time. The Bears did have a man back there to cover, but he let it go, and fortunately for the Bears, it went out of bounds.
Yeah.
At the 5-yard line.
Took a good roll. The Bears, it's a little bit of a gamble not pulling anybody back on those kicks, and it just about bit them, but the ball took a nice sideways bounce, and the Bears will take it on the 35-yard line. So decent field position.
Actually did. Did have a back there this time as a receiver, but he didn't attempt to get the ball. So, first and 10 for the Bears at the 35-yard line on the penalty because of kicking it out of bounds.
Official timeouts for water. I guess we're still in that section of the season in week 4. It's a beautiful night tonight, but that is a Misha rule that during the first X amount of weeks we will continue to do that. Maybe one more week of that. They may wait till we get to October.
Maybe through September,
We'll have the Fall Sports Focus coming up at halftime. Don't forget that. We've had a very, very busy week of high school sports. We've got lots of tennis to talk about, volleyball, cross country, and we'll also look at the other football teams. We've got a couple of junior high football teams, the 7th grade and the 8th grade, and the JV football team. A lot of these same kids will play JV, which is probably at their level, honestly, right now, and they're picking up some wins. So that's encouraging that, you know, if your team is getting beat on the JV level also, then that's tough. But we are picking up some wins on the JV level, and there's some positives with the football program as a whole.
All right, first and 10 for the Bears on offense from their own 35-yard line. Ferguson out of the shotgun, gets the snap, hands off to the running back. Nothing there but a loss of about 3 on the play.
Galloway this time. I lose three.
Had no room to do anything.
Bears have negative 9 yards on offense. On their, this is their third drive.
Second down and 12, we'll call it, from the 33-yard line. Ferguson hasn't had any success throwing yet tonight either. Gets the snap, hands it off to the running back, who gets to the line of scrimmage and then goes backwards.
Had some positive momentum for a moment, and then he got cut down pretty hard. We'll give him a yard gain. Galloway
gets to the 34-yard line, picks up
yards.
A yard on the play.
I'm going to be generous.
Okay, that's fine. We'll allow that.
That's the best gain from scrimmage the Bears have had tonight.
Third and 11 now from the 34-yard line. Bears spread the field with three wide receivers. There's the snap, quick throw to the right. And it's over the head of the intended receiver. It'll be fourth down, probably a punting situation here.
Yeah, I would think so. John Ball, the intended receiver. And Ferguson's been overshooting everybody tonight, just got a little too much on it on all three of his passing attempts. And Ball was well covered. And that's why these Panthers playing very good coverage defense in the secondary, making it hard to find an open man.
So Aiden Stewart will drop back. He's a punter for the Bears and does a good job. Single back deep for the Panthers, standing inside his own 30. There's the snap and the high punt. Not too deep this time. Hits about the, 45-yard line or so?
Yeah, it'll be about the 43 where the Panthers will take over. Kind of hit it off the side of his foot, it looks like.
Shanked it a little bit, yep.
The Panthers off pretty good field position again. 6:44 to go first quarter. Mountain Grove leading 13-0. Of course, last week, if you'll remember, we tried to forget, but the Bulldogs had 60 points in the first half. Like to stay away from that.
Panthers with Estep at quarterback out of the shotgun. Keeps it back in there with him. He rolls to the right, pitches late, and the running back has got lots of running room, 50, 40, and down to the bare 37-yard line. Just an option play, and the quarterback keeping and then pitching late. The running back had lots of room. However, there is a flag on the play.
Hook was the ball carrier. Bears had some pretty good pursuit early, but then the Panthers were able to get that pitch just off at the right time, and took a big yardage, but they're going to bring it back. There was a hold on the Panthers, but it was past the first down marker, so they'll still get some net yardage on the play.
Yeah, they'll get about 4, maybe 3 yards on the play up to the 46-yard line.
So a 10-yard penalty, but still a 4-yard gain for the Panthers.
So the ball in Panther territory at their own 46, second down and 7. He stepped two backs in there with him this time, gets the snap, hands off to Hook, who goes around the right side. He's headed for home. He is at the 10, 5, and touchdown.
They slipped in a new back.
Okay.
Actually on the play, number one, Preston Meddy, senior, 5'11", senior running back. Meddy's first carry goes for 54 yards and a quick touchdown for the Panthers. Already the third different Panther to score here in the first quarter.
And we're not halfway through the first quarter yet, and it's 19-0. Panthers try to kick the extra point. This one's up. Long enough, and it is good. So with 6:23 left to go in the first quarter, Grove 20, Willow nothing. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. 6:23 left to go, first quarter, 20-0. The Panthers already leading, and they're kicking off to the Bears again, who send two backs back deep this time. High end-over-end kick. Taken by the Bears at the 5, 10, 15, and up to almost the 20-yard line. So rather than have it go in the end zone,
Bears ran it.
And I think that's admirable there, too.
Yeah, I think that's
they get it out to the 20-yard line. That's where it would have been had it been into the end zone.
Jordan Rutledge returning that kick, the senior who just became eligible tonight. So Rutledge gets them to the 20-yard line, and Bears will have it first and 10. We'll give you some score updates as we go through this drive for the Bears.
Trips on wide receivers, three on the right side, one on the left for the Bears. Ferguson keeps a back in there with him. And
oh.
I guess he kept the ball. And
faked the handoff, kept it, and got ran over.
Drilled.
They're going to give him a nice spot.
I'll mark him down at the 15, I think. A loss of five on the play.
Ava leading Liberty 6-0 early. Houston leading Kabul 7-0. That's a bit of a surprise. And West Plains leading Rolla 14-0. We'll keep you updated on scores as we go along tonight. Plenty of high school football going on this lovely Friday night.
Bears break the huddle. Second down and 14. Ferguson gets the snap. Throws up on the near side over the head of his intended receiver. He has been overthrowing everybody tonight. Gavin, the quarterback Ferguson will just have to bring that down a little bit, Marty. He's just amped up a little, I guess.
Stewart was open that time.
Yeah, he was.
Just overthrown. Would have been about a 10-yard play there, but overthrown, and the Bears will have a third and 14 now. Stops the clock with 5:27 to go in the first quarter.
Third down and long for the Bears. Snap. And the quick throw to the far side. He completes a pass.
Incomplete.
He dropped. That should have been complete. But it was a receiver who dropped the ball. So it'll be fourth down and 14 for the Bears, who will have to punt it away. .5:21 left in the first quarter. Stewart drops back. Bears get a couple of other players on the field, so they'll have 11 guys to face the 11 on the other side. And Mountain Grove has one deep back at the 45. Stewart, not a very good kick again. He's off tonight on his kicking game. Hits at the 30 of the Bears and rolls up to the 38 where the Bears down it. And that's where Mountain Grove will put it in play at the Bear 38-yard line. So about a 25-yard punt, no return. Panthers will put it in play at the 38-yard line of the Bears, leading 20-0, and great field position again.
Panthers have used a lot of different weapons here early. This is a 1-2 Mountain Grove team, but a pretty good one. Tons of kids on that sideline.
He steps out of the quarterback position, wants to throw, goes back over the middle, and completes it down to the Willow Springs 24-yard line, a first and 10.
Just a textbook pass play to his tight end. Allen.
He caught a touchdown pass earlier. So it'll be a first and 10 for the Panthers at the 24-yard line.
Estep, a perfect 2-for-2 passing.
He's got two backs in there with him this time out of the shotgun. Gets the snap, hands off to number 28, makes a nice move, cuts inside, and the Bears finally corral him down about the 15-yard line.
Really good little running back, Martin, just 5'5", but looks like little Barry Sanders out there running around and making some nice moves.
Second and one. Short of a first down, it'll be second down, a yard to go for the Panthers at the Bear 15-yard line, already leading 20-0. Panthers, two wide receivers on second and one, and the ball going to the left side this time. Looks like they did get the first down. Down near the 11-yard line.
Connection with number 11, Mayberry. Nice little Mayberry, the receiver. A little short pass. Picked up the first down. Keeps the clock moving and moves the chains down to the 10-yard line. or the 11, so it'll be first and 10 for the Panthers. They can get a first down without getting a touchdown.
Pick up about 5 on that play, maybe 6. First and 10 from the 11-yard line. He stepped, 2 backs back there with him, gets the snap, hands off to the running back, and the officials blow as they stop the play. See what that's about. The illegal procedure is the call against the Mountain Grove Panthers, so that'll bring it back 5 yards to the 16-yard line, make it first and 10 there.
It's the third penalty on the Panthers.
Panthers break the huddle, come up to the line of scrimmage. He step at quarterback. He's only a sophomore, gets the snap. Hands off to the second back. He's into the secondary, and maybe loose. He's gone. Touchdown.
Takes it in for another touchdown for the Panthers.
3:13 left to go here in the first quarter. Panthers will line up for the extra point try.
That is the fourth different Panther to score a touchdown here in the first quarter. We've still got 3:13 left to play.
Ball is down for the extra point try, up, and it's good. So with 3:13 left to go in the first quarter, it's 27-0, Panthers. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Panthers kick off to the Bears. Bears return the ball to about the 15-yard line before they're driven back. And it'll be first and 10 for the Bears. With about 3:05 left to go here in the first quarter, they're going to take it over at the 15-yard line. No, back to the 12-yard line. I guess it's 50. Just inside the 15-yard line, we'll call it. First and 10.
The Bears lost to the Mountain Grove team last year. 50-6 was the final, and that was a pretty good, decent Willow Springs team. But this Panther team, we've had trouble with them for the last few years.
Ferguson gets the snap, hands off to the running back. He gets over the 15. Galloway gets up to about the 18-yard line. A little gain on the play.
A positive gain.
3 yards. That's about the,
that's the
longest
gain
of, for the Bears tonight on an offensive play. Bears break the huddle, come up to the line in scrimmage, have 2nd and 7 from the 18-yard line. Ferguson keeps the back in there with him, 2 backs actually, 3 wide receivers. On 2nd and 7, throws over the middle, and it's caught. And the receiver gets over the 30 to the 32-yard line for a first down. That's a first for the Bears.
There you go, James Dean with the catch. Held on to it, moves the chains. The Bears have a first down.
Put it ball at the 31-yard line. Gain of 13 on the play. First and 10 for the Bears. From the 31, hand off to the running back this time, who breaks a tackle and is brought down after getting about 3 yards on the play. And I think that's the freshman Galloway again. Gets up to the 34, gain of 3. It'll be 2nd and 7 for the Bears from the 34-yard line.
Bears moving the ball a little bit, trying to keep a little positive momentum.
Snap of the football, fumble, and had to cover it back there inside the 30 at about the 26.
I think Panthers got it.
Ferguson got it. Did Ferguson not get that?
He had the initial. He jumped on it initially, but then it kind of squirted it out, and the Panthers were able to get on it, and the Bears turn it over.
Again.
Second fumble of the quarter by the Bears just when they were starting to get a little bit of momentum back. They cough it up, and the Panthers will be right back in business in great field position again.
They'll take over the ball at the 26-yard line, first and 10. Thank you.
halftime, we'll have the Fall Sports Focus. Athlete of the Week will be announced then. Eastip goes under center on first and 10 from the 26, and they just run it right up the middle. Nobody's stopping the running back. He gets in the end zone for a touchdown.
So easy. Preston Meddy, the senior again, he'll go 26 yards. That was his, I mean, the Panthers lined up in like a goal line offense. It was just two backs back there. They weren't trying to do anything fancy. They just gave it to their senior, and he made a couple of moves and slid into the end zone, and the Panthers go up by 33, still in the first quarter.
Extra point try coming up for the Panthers. Ball is down, kick is up, high, long, and good. So with 1:23 left to go in the first quarter, Mountain Grove 34, Willow Springs nothing. We'll be back for the Panther kickoff. In 60 seconds, you're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Kickoff taken. Bears fumble it back inside the 5-yard line. And the running back is going to be hemmed in and brought down at the 5. Bears just had all kinds of trouble trying to pick up that kickoff. And lucky just to recover and keep control of the ball. 1:15 left to go in the quarter, and Mountain Grove leads 34-0. Last 2 weeks, we have trailed 30-0 at the end of the first quarter. Well, this week it's going to be worse.
Other scores, Ava leading Liberty 14-0. Liberty will be the Bears' opponent next week. Bears will go to the Eagles' nest. West Plains leading Rolla 14-7, and Houston still on top of Kabul 7-0.
So the Bears start at their own 4-yard line this time, first and 10. Bears run it up the middle. Don't get anything on it. Maybe loss of a yard on the play.
Galloway will lose a yard. Make it second down and 11. Bears pinned back against their own end zone, a place where Mountain Grove has lived in the first quarter.
Inside of a minute left in the first quarter, Bears second down and 11 at the 3-yard line. Ferguson back in his shotgun position, gets the snap.
Keeps it.
Keeps the ball. Got a little bit of daylight up to about the 6-yard line before he's brought down.
We'll give him a 3-yard run.
That's probably the last play of the first quarter.
It can be, and 20 seconds on the game clock. Probably the Bears head to the sideline and turn the page and start the second quarter with a third and long.
10 seconds left in the quarter, and it looks like, that's what the Bears are going to do. Well, however they break the huddle and come up to the line of scrimmage on a third down and 9 situation. That is the end of the first quarter of play. Mountain Grove 34, Willow Springs nothing. Back for the second quarter of play. 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Second quarter getting underway here at Polinski Field, and it's another bloodbath where the Bears says, wow, it has been tough the last, this whole season. It's 34-0 at the end of the first quarter. Bears have it third down and 9 at their own 5-yard line. And that's the way we start the second quarter. Ferguson out of the shotgun. Said Galloway running most of the night. He's a freshman back there with the sophomore. Ferguson wanted to throw.
Intercepted.
And it's picked off by the Panthers.
And into the end zone. Into
the end zone for a touchdown. So the first play of the second quarter goes for a score.
Brylon Mayberry, the senior, he just took it away from the Bears receiver. Just reached up, grab it, and take it to the house. Oof. And the Panthers go up by 40. With 10 seconds gone in the second quarter.
Well, okay. Coming up at halftime, we got the Fall Sports Focus.
Yes.
We'll talk about some stuff that's a little more easy to digest. Kick for the extra point by the Panthers is good. So with 11:50 left to go in the second quarter, Panthers up 41-0. We'll be back. Sean, we're just keeping you busy back at the studios running commercials. We'll just do a 30 this time. You're listening to Bear Football on Classic Country KUKU. 11:50 left to go in the second quarter. 41-0. The Panthers have unleashed on the Bears with they picked off three turnovers against the Bears here in the first quarter, plus one drive. Kickoff goes long and deep into the end zone, and the Bears will put it in play at the 20-yard line. First and 10.
Bear and Salem, no score in the second quarter. There's the one SEA game we were missing a score from. Bear and Salem, no score in the second. I'll keep you posted on all those other SCA games. Bears will be in Liberty next week, and we'll try at halftime to kind of help you out with your weekly schedule next week. You can maybe go watch some volleyball, some tennis. I don't know if cross country is in town next week. I think they're going to Ava, but it should be some opportunities to go support the Bears.
First and 10 for the Bears at their own 20-yard line. Ferguson hands off to Hezekiah, who gets up about 5 yards on the play to the 25-yard line. Pretty good play that time.
Galloway with 5 yards. That is the best play of the night for the Bears. They did have that successful onside kick to start the game. That was a nice moment. And then there's a nice 5-yard run by Galloway.
Second and 5 for the Bears at their own 25-yard line. Set them up. Bears have had more success in limited capacity on the ground than they have in the air. As Galloway gets it again, gets a couple of yards.
We'll give him 2, make it 3rd down, and probably a long 3, short 4 here for the Bears. 11 minutes still left to go in the first half. Bear Pride Band will be performing for folks at halftime.
Spot the ball on the 27-yard line, 3rd and 3 for the Bears. Ferguson out of the shotgun. Gets the snap, wants to throw. Quickly does. It's caught. And I believe it's going to be enough for a first down.
Good catch by Aiden Stewart. Again, Ferguson was a little high on the pass, but Stewart able to jump up and get it as he was being hit and managed to hold on to the ball and bring it down. So, nice catch by the senior. The Bears will pick up a first down, move the chains, and I'd like to see the offense stay out there for a while, at least.
About a 5-yard gain on the play, 1st and 10 from the 33. Snap of the football.
Keeper.
Keeper by Ferguson and gets over the 35 to the 36-yard line. Pick up of about 3 on the play.
Coach Rogers may be shuttling some new guys in already, too, as Larry mentioned. Mountain Grove looks like they've got about 100 kids over there to play. So all these Panthers with their white jerseys are going to get playing time tonight.
2nd down and 7 for the Bears from the 36-yard line. Ferguson gets the snap, takes the handoff, throws it to Baugh, who makes the catch. It's knocked out of bounds at about the 40, maybe the 39-yard line. Short gain on the play.
Good little run after the catch by Ball there. Or Smith, rather.
Oh, it's Smith. Okay.
Yeah.
That's the freshman quarterback, right?
Well, no.
Oh, it's a different Smith.
That's Everett Smith, his older brother, who's
a
junior.
Okay.
So Everett Smith wears 25 for the Bears. Asher Smith wears 22. So try to keep the Smith brothers straight.
3rd and 3 for the Bears from the 39-yard line. Handoff goes up the middle, and the running back went backwards. After he got to the line of scrimmage, he was hurled backward by the Mountain Grove defense. And they bring up a 4th down. They're going to give no gain on the play. 4th down and 3 for the Bears from their own 39-yard line.
Bears are going to go for it here.
Well, I guess.
Might as well.
I'd say kick it away, but.
Well, the punting game has not been great
for
the Bears tonight.
So 4th and 3, Bears going for it. There's the snap.
Nope.
And Ferguson goes down, losing yards on the play.
Take the handoff, roll to his left. It fooled no one from Mountain Grove. The Panthers were quickly through the line, and they were able to wrap Ferguson up before he had a chance to do anything, and the Bears will turn it over on down. And the Panthers will have it.
Turn it over at the Bear 37-yard line. Wow, still think you ought to kick it out of there. Anyway, just my opinion.
Well, it's 41-0. 9 minutes to go in the first half.
Here we go.
Here we are.
Panthers with the ball back from the Bear 37-yard line. First and 10. Snap of the football. Hand off up the middle. Pile is moving. The whole pile moved about 6 yards down to the 30-yard line.
Martin with the carry, and the Panthers, I got to give them some respect here. They're just lining up in a goal line set. They're not trying to score big plays on the Bears right now. They're just running it, and the Bears stop for a
seven. Gain of seven on the play. Be second down and 3 from the 30-yard line. Under center as he stepped with backs behind him. Keeps the ball and got a first down. Still on his feet. The Bears just have trouble tackling tonight. They let him get another 5 yards all the way down to the 15. So
broke 3 or 4 tackles on his way. And he'll get the Panthers back into the red zone.
Bears 16, good enough for the first down.
Spot the ball right at the 16-yard line, so big gain on the play, gives another first down to the Panthers, and they're in scoring distance here, scoring at from the 16-yard line of the Bears, first and 10. He stepped under center, hands it off to the running back, coming around this side. He's in the Bears secondary and down inside the 10 at about the 7-yard line.
Pretty good tackle by the Bear linebacker. Our safety, Red Jordan Rutledge, was the guy making the stop. That was a good tackle by the senior. Saved a touchdown, and the Panthers will have to try it again.
Ball is at the 8-yard line. They need to get to the 6 for a first and goal. He step under center again. 2 wide receivers on the far side of the field. 2 backs behind him. Hands off to the running back who gets into the end zone for a touchdown for the Panthers.
Hook. Or I think his 3rd touchdown of the half. Puts the Panthers up by 47. 7:12 left to go in the half.
Extra point try coming up for the Panthers. They've been kicking them. Attempting to. They missed their first one, but I think they've succeeded on all of the others. Ball is down. The kick is up. Low line drive kick is good. 7:12 left to go in the first half. It's 48-0, Panthers. We'll be back for the Panther kickoff in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. 7:12 left to go in the first half. 48-0, Mountain Grove on top of the Bears in an SCA conference game here at Polinski Field on another beautiful weather night. Weather was hot at the beginning of the year, but now it's just about right for spectators. Probably still a little warm for the players on the field, but I think about 75 degrees at kickoff. So nice evening for football, and lots of folks out enjoying the evening's festivities, at least on the Mountain Grove side of the ledger. There's more there than there are on the Bear side, it looks like. But Panthers have a good football team, trying to even up their record at 2-2 on the year, and they have a great start here for the evening at a 48-0 lead. Panthers to kick off again. Bears drop double safety back inside the 10. They got a good kicker. He keeps it high and deep. Bears let it go in the end zone. Probably wisely so. And they'll take it at the 20.
It's really becoming rare that high school football teams have that, at least in this area, have a good kicker. Good strong kicker that can kick extra points. I bet this guy can kick field goals.
Yeah.
Probably, and that's a weapon if you're a team in the SCA that can do that. We've seen at least at the early section of this season, a lot of teams just going for two, and that's a different strategy as well. But Mountain Grove kicks.
From the 20-yard line, first and 10 for the Bears, who have turned the ball over 3 times tonight, which hasn't helped the total score. Ferguson to throw. Got Stewart out there on a slant pattern. He gets about 5.
Oh, yeah. Some extracurriculars after that play was done, so there'll be some personal fouls coming. Good catch. But I'm afraid the Bears got caught pushing after the whistle. Personal foul on the Bears. That'll move it back 15 yards.
Take the ball half the distance to the goal, which will wind it up being about the 13-yard line. And we'll be first and 10 from our first and long from there, first and about 17. Can't quite get 15 yards out of that because they've only got 25 to work with, so they're going to have to go half the distance, I would think.
12 and a half yards on the penalty. Some updates from Sean back at the studio. Ava up 22-8. West Plains leading 21-7. Houston up 13-0 over Kabul. That's a bit of a surprise. And an update, Ava leading actually 22-14 in their game tonight.
Who are they playing? Liberty?
Liberty.
Okay, Liberty doing all right.
Hanging with them.
First and long for the Bears. Got about 18 yards to go for a first down. Running back gets it up to about the 15-yard line, so he'll pick up a 3 on the play.
Galloway picks up positive yards. Clock moving at 6:50. Left to go in the half.
Brings it down to the 15.
Feels like a long first half.
Second down and 15 for the Bears at the 15-yard line. Ferguson gets the snap. Hands it off, nothing doing there. No gain that time by the Bear running attack. Comes up to the line of scrimmage, it'll be third down.
There's a punt away, and Panthers will probably have it in near midfield, or maybe better than that.
Fourth down and 15 for the Bears from the 15-yard line. Aiden Stewart drops back inside his own 5-yard line to get the receive the ball and kick it away. Line drive kick, a little better this time, taken by the Panthers at the 50-yard line, down to the 40, down to the 30, and he's down at about the 25-yard line.
Good return by the Panthers. Destin Unger, 6-foot junior. And gets the Panthers right back, not quite in the red zone, but near it. At the 21-yard line, Panthers will have it first and 10, looking to go over the 50-point mark.
5:46 left to go in the half. Plenty of time here for Panthers as they're in Bear territory at the 21-yard line, first and 10. D-step filling their quarterback. Bears show blitz. We'll see if they come with it. And the Panthers work right through it and right to the end zone for a touchdown.
That's Hook again. And actually, Braden Howie, the junior quarterback, came in for the Panthers. But he still hands it off to Hook, and Hook takes it in for his fourth touchdown of the half. And the Panthers go up by 54.
Panthers will go for the extra point try and kick it again. One play, and they're in the end zone. Extra point try, the ball is down, the kick is up, and it's good again. So with 5:38 left to go in the first half, Mountain Grove 55, Willow Springs 0. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football on Classic Country KUKU. Kickoff by the Panthers goes into the end zone for a touchback. And that's where the Bears will start it with 5:38 left to go in the half and a 55-0 score. Panthers on top and dominating the Bears tonight.
JV with a win over Kabul earlier this week. Got a nice win.
What was the score?
I will tell that at halftime. Okay. I don't have it pulled up right now, but I believe it was like 18-6.
Okay.
So pretty nice win for the JV team earlier this week. Last night, 7th and 8th grade played Liberty. 7th grade with the loss. 8th grade had a heartbreaking loss. I think they fumbled 3 or 4 times in the red zone, or they would have come away with a win there. But we'll give you more details on those games coming up at halftime.
First and 10 for the Bears here from their own 15. Handoff goes up the middle for the Bears offense and a couple of yards there for the running back as he gets over the 20 to about the 22.
Rutledge with the carry this time.
Giving three to the 23-yard line, second down and seven for the Bears. Bears break the huddle, come up to the line of scrimmage. Two wide, three wide receivers for the Bears. Non whistles blow down there on the field. Don't know what the stoppage of play was for.
The officials are raising the roof, whatever that means.
Okay, ready to go now. Ready to go, second and seven. Bears shift out of and put four wide receivers out.
Galloway.
Galloway gets the ball. Doesn't get anything with it. Got up maybe to the line of scrimmage. Well, maybe a little more than that.
Well, they're going to give him a yard.
Yeah.
It'll be third down and six here for the Bears. In fact, talking about those middle school football teams, Coach Pitts gave a little recap today, so we'll go through those games a little bit and shine some spotlight on our middle school football teams.
Third down and six for the Bears. Three wideouts on the near side of the field. Instead, the Bears just hand it off. Running back loses a yard on the play. Back to the 23-yard line. Be fourth down and seven for the Bears.
We're at the four-minute mark here in the first half. Bears look like they'll punt it away here, fourth and long, and the Panthers once again will probably get it in Bear territory and a chance to do better than Kabul did last week. Kabul put up 60 on the Bears in the first half, and the Panthers can beat that with another touchdown.
Snap of the football. Putting has not been the best tonight. Fountainville Panthers take it at the 48-yard line. Bears miss a tackle, miss another one. Flags go down, and so does the Panther ball carrier at the 49-yard line of the Bears. Would expect holding.
Holding on the Panthers, so they will actually start in their own territory. That'll be a 10-yard penalty.
Hasn't been much football played in the Panther end of the field.
No, not at all.
The first half.
Coach Cox making his way through the stands. His tennis girls have been very active this week. They just got back from a tournament today in Republic, and I think they're playing in one tomorrow as well. So, Osage tournament tomorrow. They were at Republic today, so the tennis team is, they've only got about a week or two left in their season.
First and 10 for the Panthers at their own 41-yard line. They show a spread formation this time. Trips on the near side. Stacked as we see what happens here. Quarterback gets the ball and hands off up the middle. Running back is down at about the 46-yard line.
Well, not who I thought it was.
We do have a new quarterback in there.
We do. Number 10, Huey, H-A-U-G-H-E-Y. Pronounce that how you'd like.
You pronounce that if you want to. I just call it Mountain Grove Quarterback.
Mountain Grove Quarterback sounds pretty good to me.
Second down and five from the 46-yard line.
He's 6'4", 180. He's a...
There's the snap of the football. It's fumbled back there. He picks it up and gets back to almost the original line of scrimmage before the Bears gang tackle him there at about the 42. Opportunity for the Bears there, but they just couldn't get back there quick enough.
Well, the difference in these two teams, too, the backup Mountain Grove quarterback is a junior. He's 6'4", 180-pound junior, and the Bears have to start a sophomore. They've got a freshman that they can rotate in. I mean, it's just, yeah, different levels here.
Third and nine for the Panthers at the 42-yard line in their own territory. Again, the spread offense, single back in there with the quarterback, and the quarterback just chunks it to the running back, who is still on his feet, but I think he finally gets pushed out of bounds over at about the 45-yard line.
Little screen pass, and that might put the Panthers in a punting situation. Fourth and five. by 55. Panthers really don't need any more points, but we'll see if they want to continue. They're going to drop back upon her.
Bears drop back single safety at about the 30-yard line. Snap, and the punt is away. High, not too deep. No bear over there. It goes out of bounds at about the 30-yard line. That's where the Bears will put it in play. So officially, there's a hold for the Bear defense. A very rare thing.
Well, let's say that's something the Bears can hopefully celebrate a little bit. A 3-and-out for the Panthers. Mountain Grove, for their part, classy, not keeping some of their big dogs in there and not really dialing up home run plays. So the Bears will take that opportunity. They made the plays. They made the stop and now get a chance to try to go score here with a minute 48 to go in the half.
Bears break the huddle, come up to the line of scrimmage, which is their own 32-yard line. Ferguson at quarterback gets the snap.
Ball
is in the air and knocked down, incomplete.
Nearly intercepted by the Panthers. I missed the flag.
Yep.
Mr. Rutledge sees that.
No.
Illegal block on the Panthers. So roughing the passer. Yeah, it was. Ferguson took a nasty hit. And a little too rough. So that'll be a big penalty and a big first down for the Bears.
15-yard penalty takes the ball up to the 49-yard line. Be first and 10 to the Bears at their own 49-yard line. 1:43 left on the clock here in the first half of play. Panthers are, okay, is that the 47-yard line? Okay, correction. First and 10 Bears at the 47. Snap of the football. Handoff. Running back gets nowhere. Gets stopped at the line of scrimmage for no gain.
Galloway went backwards, hit a brick wall as soon as he touched the football, and it'll be second down and 12 for the Bears. Clock moving with 1:17 left to go in the half. Bears quickly to the line of scrimmage.
Second down and 12 from the 45-yard line. Then gets the snap.
Oh.
And he just threw it right to a Panther who intercepts at the 45. He's at the Bear 43-yard line where he's taken down.
The Panthers
turnover of the half for the Bears.
It's intended for Stewart and effectively held. The Panthers defensive back just put a block on the Bear receiver to where he couldn't advance the ball. And then the Panther defensive back just turned around and made the interception. Good play. Yeah, it was illegal, I suppose, and Panthers will take another turnover, and they will have the ball with 55 seconds left. And
55.5 and leading 55 to nothing, so fives are wild. First and 10 for the Panthers at the Bear 42-yard line after the Bears' fourth turnover of the first half. Snap of the football, handoff to the running back. He's at the line of scrimmage and forward for about 4 yards on the play down to the 38-yard line.
Number four, Wyatt Fry. Yeah, the Panthers, they've already gone to their JV team probably early in this quarter. So Bears trying to hold on and just go to the locker room down by 55.
Clock
moving. Run one more play.
With 25 seconds left to go in the half, play clock's down to 15. So one more play should do it. Spread offense for the Panthers. Four wide receivers. It's a snap of the football. The handoff to the running back coming to the near side of the field. Cuts it back inside and gets down at the 25-yard line before he is driven back. Stops the clock. 5.4 seconds left in the half. First down run.
Good enough for a Panther first down.
Clock will start again when the chain gang gets set up.
And you would think that would be the end of the half. And it will be.
That is the end of the first half of play with the Panthers leading the Bears 55-0. We'll be back in 3 minutes. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU.